Welcome to Integrity Inspire, your daily dose of inspiration and motivation, featuring the bright and talented members of the Integrity Marketing Group family. Now, here's your host, Integrity co-founder and CEO, Brian W. Adams.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining today's Inspire podcast. So excited to be back with you today. We've got, man, so much fun things happening here at Integrity. And last week, we had two amazing announcements, and we are not slowing down here at Integrity. I think what's going on really in the whole world, I don't know about you guys, but with Omicron kind of finally getting cleared out, it seems like the world is getting back to normal now. I know that there's other variants that probably will come out, but man, it seems like we're getting really back to normal in a lot of ways. In fact, traffic today coming to the office was way more than normal. So it's hopefully a sign that we've got a lot of good days ahead. And speaking of good days ahead, we've been watching the Olympics at our house, the Winter Olympics. I hope everybody's enjoying that. It is amazing the talent of some of these people. We were watching ice skating the other day, and just like, it's amazing anybody can do any of those things on ice. And then also watching the moguls. Kendall, I don't know if you guys are watching the Winter Olympics, but oh my gosh, like we're watching the moguls racing. These people are going so fast. They do a flip and they're like, the upper body doesn't even look like it's moving. They're just remarkable what they're doing. So Kendall, are you guys watching some of the Olympics?
You know, we're keeping up on the headlines of what's happening. And like, you know, I kind of like the more obscure ones. I'm blanking on the name. What's the one where they put the dip
curling
down the ice?
Curling. It's like a bunch of dads like drinking. It's like drinking Milwaukee's Best and like just screwing around. It's hilarious watching those dudes. Like how did that become a sport? A sport, like, and if you're a curler, I apologize if I'm offending you. Please don't take it that serious. But oh my God, like, well, first of all, has anybody ever really curled before? If you've ever curled, send us in something to Inspire at integritymarketing.com. We'd love to see you and your buddies with a curling. I don't even know what you call that thing. Stone? What is that, Kendall? Curling stone?
I don't know, but it's kind of like a shuffleboard on steroids and ice. It's fascinating to watch because I know there's a science to it.
Like, and a broom. And a broom. You got to have the broom that clears away. Well, we've been having a lot of fun. Hope everybody else had a lot of fun as well. We had a great weekend here in Dallas. We have about a 36-hour winter, which we like our winters in hours, not in days or months here. And so we had a little ice storm that came in on really Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. Those were kind of bad days, but melted off Friday afternoon and the world got back to normal. So it was nice to have that. And now we're ready for spring for sure. But, well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had so much fun with adding so many incredible partners. And I mean, these are the Olympic gold medalists in their chosen field. These are the leaders in our space. They're choosing to join Integrity to grow even faster and look for ways to even do more together. And today I am super excited to welcome Global Premier Benefits to the Integrity family. Global Premier Benefits was founded by Tony Holland. His wife, Kathy Holland, and him really created this incredible business with the idea of taking care of as many clients as possible, especially in the urban communities. And it's part of the business that sometimes you don't think about, but really these opportunities in the urban community about people needing great coverage. And Tony and Kathy really kind of created this heart for serving in that market. And with their compassion and a comprehensive understanding of Medicare and Medicaid, Global Premier Benefits helps associates guide clients through well-informed decisions to make sure that they have the best healthcare coverage possible available to them. And today, their agents and employees span nationwide and take pride in helping their clients understand the benefits they qualify for and improve their quality of life. And Global Premier Benefits has their main office in Baltimore, Maryland, right outside of Baltimore, Maryland, Owen Mills. And today, by joining the Integrity family, they can now access a lot of additional benefits and services and support, including our shared services around marketing and advertising, product development, and technology. And with those systems in hand, we believe that Global Premier Benefits will be able to focus more on what they do best in serving others and helping them get more access to coverage going forward. And so on behalf of all the partners here at Integrity, I am thrilled to welcome Tony and Kathy Holland to the Integrity family. And today we have Tony Holland joining us on this podcast. So Tony, are you there with us, my friend?
Yes, I'm here, Brian. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. I also have Miss Kathy, the beautiful Kathy Holland here by my side.
Awesome. Oh, man. Hey, Kathy. Hey, guys, congratulations. It's been a long time coming. My gosh, this is, this is like, people talk about like how successful we've been and like you're doing this, you're an overnight success. We've been working on this for years. We first started talking a couple of years ago, and it's just been a joy to get to know both of you, your story, your passion, your heart, and we are just so honored to now be partners and finally be able to announce this as well. Tony, if you don't mind, maybe if you could, I tried to give a brief introduction, but if you could, tell us how you got into the business, because I think it's been an incredible journey that you guys have been on for sure.
Sure. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. Kathy and I are excited to be here. This is a very special day for Global Premier Benefits, my team members and our family. As I was sharing with you when I first met you, Brian, you know, came from very humble upbringings, you know, a single parent household, blue collar background, very diverse background, by the way. Grew up without a father. I think I shared that with you too. And matter of fact, I didn't meet him until about 5 years ago through Ancestry DNA, did my DNA test and found out I have over 14 nationalities and found a father on top of that. So I think that's why I'm, you know, I can relate to just about anybody out there. So I'm able to connect by the grace of God. I've got a lot of closure in my life, and it was a very special moment to, you know, to know, you know, where we came from. So I'm probably related to every one of y'all on this call in some fashion. So grew up in Brunswick, Maryland. It's an old railroad town where people usually end up working on the railroad or on the farm, or just a regular 9-to-5 job. And, you know, most people in my high school, you know, didn't go to college. Very few did, but I wanted something better for myself and my future. Just always had that inner drive. I don't know, you know, being without a father, I had a little chip on my shoulder. So wanted to go out there and make a difference in the world. So I became a pre-med student at the Johns Hopkins University, where I also played varsity football. And I was also, I don't know if you knew this, Brian, but I was chancellor of Tau Epsilon Phi, which was actually a Jewish fraternity. And I'm not Jewish, so they'll figure that out.
I knew you could get along with anybody, man. That's
right. Matter of fact, the brothers of the fraternity are like, what are you doing here? I'm like, you know, I love all people. So, but through my journey at Hopkins, found out, you know, blood and hospitals weren't my thing. So wrong profession for me, you know, but I did want to have a career that would still be allow me to help others in need. So I got into the insurance business. I was at the time waiting tables and bartending and living out of a van. It was an old 1982 fire engine red Dodge Ram van. It was a conversion van, actually, if you guys remember that. It had wood paneling in it and shag carpet. Nice. And it still had an old 8-track player and a black and white TV in it. I had that on it.
And you were living out of this?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah, briefly lived out of it while I was figuring out what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And so I was about at rock bottom with a Hopkins degree and bartending, waiting table. So it was home for a bit. Matter of fact, my first appointment was in a cul-de-sac in Maryland, down a hill, and the brake release broke, and the van rolled up against the client's house. I was actually in the house making a sale, coming out, and I couldn't find my van. I looked to the side of the house. There it was, upside the house. Thank God it was an all brick house, because it would have went through that if it was a trailer. So the client actually helped me push it back up the hill, and that's how I made my first. I think it was because they felt sorry for me that they bought from me. So much of my early success.
If you get, they were like, look, if you'll just get this van off of my lawn, we'll buy a product from you. Is that kind of how it went?
I remember it was a $40 a month sale too. I still remember that. So much of my early success, Brian, came from going where other agents wouldn't. I wasn't afraid to go to the inner cities and to the trailer parks. You know, a lot of agents would see the leads and they're like, I'm not going there, and I would take them. So it didn't matter to me what their background was. You know, I just didn't care. You know, there were people that needed help. So, and I think because of my background, I was able to relate regardless if they were, you know, Jewish, African-American, Italian, Greek. You know, it didn't matter to me. And growing up, I endured a lot of the same social challenges of me and the people that I was helping out in the field. So I could relate, you know, I was comfortable talking with people of all walks of life, from the trailer parks to the gated communities, you know, to the inner cities. To me, we were all equally deserving of the right kind of help. And so thank God I started with a good company back in the day. And in a very short period of time, you know, I rose to the top of that first company I worked for. And eventually I started my own agency in July of 2000. And then I started Global Premier Benefits with my wife, Kathy, in 2009, and quickly became a leader in the Medicare marketplace.
Man, that's such an incredible story. And I think, you know, I love this kind of, you know, I've never lived outside of the U.S., but I've got some friends who have, and they'll say this very clearly. They're like, nowhere in the world do you see the opportunities that you can just come up with an idea, be entrepreneurial, and create like so much success, you know, from any upbringing. And I truly believe you're an American success story in so many ways. Your company is very different than some of the companies we've partnered with. You guys take an interesting approach of serving others and really kind of focusing on how you really address the needs of your clients. Tell us a little bit more about Global Premier Benefits and really what sets you guys apart.
Well, first and foremost, Brian, and thank you for that. Yes, we keep God first and foremost in our business. We tell our agents that right out the gate. You keep God first, no matter what the challenges, all things will work out for the best. And some people may frown upon that in the world, but we own it, we embrace it. And I think that's why, you know, the good Lord has blessed us through all those challenges, and even the biggest blessing being a part of the Integrity family now. And, you know, people, you know, that join us know that up front. Another thing is that we do value diversity. If you look at our agency from the top down, you'll see we run the whole cultural gamut here. We've got just about every nationality and organization, you name them, they're here. We don't care what their religion is. You know, everybody plays on each other's strength. Matter of fact, during the social challenges 2 years ago in the midst of COVID, one of the key things that people remarked about our organization is that when there was all the social unrest, our team pulled together. And I told them, I said, we're about loving one another. I know there's, you know, different viewpoints and ideologies in our organization, but we're going to focus on doing what's right by each other, loving each other, and ultimately loving our clients. And we didn't have a single challenge. Matter of fact, during COVID and during all that challenge, we had one of our best years ever in our history. But beneath it all, Global Premier Benefits is about unity. It's about love. Does it matter who you are or where you come from? With hard work, the right attitude and focus, you can make the American dream possible with our organization. And really, in this business, what I loved about it from the very beginning, you want to give yourself a raise and get out on a Saturday and Sunday and make it happen. You can truly make anything happen in this business. So just as important as having the right positive attitude, Brian, from an early age, I learned that the tenets of success and are the tenets of being a great captain. Number one, you have to have the right attitude. Number two, strong work ethic. And number three, you have to have the skill sets to succeed.
Man, I don't think it come as any surprise to anybody on this call that you also have a coaching background. You're encouraging me. I feel like talking to my football coach. Tell us about your passion for coaching and kind of how that translates to business as well.
Well, thanks to my wife, she volunteered back in 2005 to coach football because she wanted me to have some type of balance in my life besides work. And I read in a book one time, they said, if you truly want to develop your leadership skills, go out and volunteer and coach a youth sport. And I did that because they have to volunteer to be on your team. They have to, your coaches have to volunteer to be part of your organization. It really taught me a lot about leadership. And during those 13 years of coaching, we won 13 championships, regional and district championships, and we're privileged to win 5 state championships in the state of Maryland. And one of the nationally ranked teams in the country. And I actually founded multiple leagues, including an indoor league, you know, another outdoor league. And I was privileged my last few years to coach high school football with the Central Maryland Christian Crusaders. I'm big in terms of, you know, helping young men understanding how the good Lord helps you in life and how football can actually do the same as well in terms of learning amazing, you know, life lessons.
Man, that's so such a cool story. Now, another thing I love about your story is you're such a family man. Tell us about your family, especially your son that's at West Point right now.
Yeah, I have three amazing children, and I give really all credit to my beautiful and amazing wife, Kathy, while I was out there knocking on the doors. And, you know, yeah, we have a son at West Point. He's 21 years old. He's in his second year, and pretty amazing young man, you know, was Mr. Everything back in his high school. And he was varsity wrestling, varsity football, varsity lacrosse. And he actually went to VMI first because he broke his hand playing lacrosse. And, you know, West Point had to defer him a year. So he went to VMI. He says, he's not taking a year off. Went to VMI and, you know, did the rat line, which is not easy. So we're very proud of him. We have an awesome son, Jeremy, at 18. Antonio's our oldest. Jeremy's our second at 18. He's looking at colleges now. And he actually, Brian, started his own company at 15 years old without Kathy and I knowing it. And he's one of the top sneaker gurus out there. And he's done coin deals. He did a coin sale. So his nickname on his track, he runs track, they call him Wall Street. he might be a great team member in the future for Integrity.
We should try to get him working with us.
He's brilliant. And we have a wonderful daughter, Jasmine, who we love dearly, and just recently got accepted to the number one ranked all-girls school in Maryland. So she started in January as a freshman there, and so we're very proud of her as well. So yes, we have a very wonderful family thanks to the good Lord. Great kids, and also to my wonderful wife, Kathy, who did all the heavy lifting through those years.
Well, I understand that for sure. As you know, Robin does all the important work around here for sure as well. Well, tell us, I mean, look, you've got such an incredible background, such amazing business. What are you most excited about joining Integrity here?
Well, first and foremost, Brian, you. You were
I'll just disappoint you. I'll just have to disappoint you early on, I guess. Appreciate that.
No, you were humble, Brian. We could relate. You know, we came from similar backgrounds, even though we're both probably from different cultures and different, obviously, parts of the country. But you were humble. You're a man of God. You know, you're a family man. Loved meeting your wife, Robin. So you are the key difference maker from the beginning. So, you know, I want to, you know, put the credit where that's due. You're an incredible leader, Brian. And, you know, when I want to work with someone in the future, and I want to have someone that inspires me, and you do inspire me. So I would say you first and foremost. And Integrity was different in many other ways. It was just a whole different vibe, Brian. I mean, I went to the other organizations and I visited three other home offices, but the vibe... At Integrity, I went to the old office and then even the new office, just a different vibe. Your team at Integrity operates on a whole different level, like I've never seen. I mean, I almost felt like this is too good to be true. Like, there ain't this many people this happy. I feel like when you go to Disney World, everybody was smiling. Everybody was smiling. Coming into this partnership, you know, I looked at the little things. I looked at their body language. You know, when I flew to meet your staff, everybody walked upright. They had smiles on their face and they were genuine. You know, from the lady, she was on her first day on the job. She had a smile in the elevator, was excited to be there, to the lady behind the desk, to all your executives, to your legal team, compliance team. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was happy. Everyone was excited about their job, about their opportunity. I could tell the people at Integrity were on a mission. You guys had a passion in your eyes like I've never seen. There was passion in your voice. And the executives had this positive vibe on everything they had to say about the organization. So I'm thrilled to be partnering with Integrity. Global Premier Benefits can make a bigger push now into the urban communities, as you spoke of earlier. I have no doubt we can expand our footprint and continue to do what we do best, which is helping people in need. So we're really, really, really excited, you know, about that, Brian. We have some dynamic team members that I shared with you that have been a part of our organization for many years. And I wanted to see them and their families build and grow. I wanted to see them have generational wealth as Kathy and I have been able to experience. And with integrity, I have no doubt the sky is the limit. And I'm very excited about this partnership. Hope you can tell that in my voice.
Man, you got me excited, man.
Woo! Fired up. Paranoid, bro.
Well, I know there's a lot of other people super excited. And the first, I wanted to have a couple of partners join us real quick just to say congratulations. And one of them, you've known for a long time, Scott Riddle. Scott was named Partner of the Year this year here at Integrity. And one of the things I love about Scott is he races to be the first one to welcome people to the Integrity family. He wants to be the first one to call somebody, even if he's never met them. And that's one of the things I just love, because it's that idea of all of us coming together, serving each other more, which is just so cool. And so I wanted to have Scott be the first one to welcome you. And I know Jackie feels the same way there. Scott, are you there on with us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Brian?
Man, we can hear you great, buddy. Good to hear your voice.
Let me tell you, like you said, it's a long time coming, but I recognized Tony years and years ago. When I first met Tony, I said, there's a superstar right there if he ever decides what he wants to do. And man, has he done it. And I couldn't be more happy. We talk about our campfire. Just in Texas, we have a saying, if we really like somebody, they're good to ride the river with. And this guy's very welcome to ride the river with us anytime. And he's sure welcome around the campfire. So, Tony, you did the right thing, young man.
Thank you, sir.
Tony. Hey, man, yes, this is, how cool. I mean, Scott is like a living legend in my mind. Scott, thank you very much for jumping on. Tony, isn't that cool having Scott say that you're welcome to ride the river with him any day?
Yeah, I love that. Scott's a great man and was honored when he reconnected after so many years. I think we've met back in the mid-90s, and Scott is an incredible human. He's a legend, like you said, in the business. And that's one other thing about integrity that you built, Brian. It's like an all-star team. It's like, I know we had the NFL all-star game yesterday. This is an all-star team like no other.
We're getting better adding you guys to it. We also have Ryan Kimball on. Ryan, are you there with us, man?
Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Tony, congratulations, brother. Man, it's a pleasure of mine to be able to welcome you to the team. It's, you know, you were out working in this marketplace before anybody else figured out how to jump into it. And I think over the years when we first met, and I just tried to rack my brain how to get into that space. And it took us several years to break it open. And what you've been able to do is incredible. And man, it's fun to have you now as a partner. And man, there is an all-star team, and Scott's on it, everybody's on it. And to have you a part of it's exciting, brother. So congratulations to you, your whole team, and what you've been able to build. It's been fun being a friend of yours for so long, and can't wait to work together.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that.
Speaking of Partner of the Year, Ryan was also named Partner of the Year. We had 5 Partners of the Year last year, and you had 2 of them on this call, welcoming you and Kathy to the Integrity family. And then we also have the amazing Wes Fisher that wanted to hop on and say congratulations. Wes, you there, man?
I'm here, Brian. Can you hear me?
We can hear you great, buddy.
Hey, Tony, congratulations for you and Kathy. I'm so happy for you, and I'm really happy for the Integrity family as well. I remember our conversation back in May of last year where we swapped stories about the early days, and you know, I enjoyed hearing about your humble beginnings, and I think that you liked ours as well too. And what I remember from that conversation is that you had already visited with the Integrity folks, and you kept on commenting on how everybody was smiling and how happy that they were. And then you also mentioned how impressed you were with Brian and Dennis and Eric and the executive team. And so, you know, I knew at the end of that conversation that you'd be a perfect fit for Integrity. And so my gut feeling at the time was that your heart was wanting to go with Integrity, but your mind quite hadn't caught up yet, and you were still going through analytics. So thank you for choosing Integrity as your adoptive family. I really look forward in working with you in the future. And I also look forward to maybe some side bets in the NFC, AFC North. I know that you're a Ravens fan, okay? And I'm a big-time Steelers fan. So I think you're a rebuilding phase right now, so it should be interesting for next year.
Oh, absolutely. So, absolutely. And thank you, Wes, for saying that. I just wanted to say this to Brian. Wes, Ryan, and Scott played a big part in this. I know I wore them out, you know, in terms of asking questions and clarifying things. And I know for a while I probably got caught, you know, answering questions. I had 1,001 questions, but Scott, Ryan, and Wes both were instrumental. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for being there for me and helping my wife and I through this process. So thank you, Scott, Ryan, and Wes again. Appreciate you guys. And glad to be part of the team and part of the family.
All right. That's just so fun to hear our friends welcome all of our new friends, and talking about how happy people are here at Integrity and excited. Everybody's even more excited today because this is just such a big day of having you all join the Integrity family and just the exciting things we got in store for us moving forward. This is, I'm getting a ton of different texts. Alan Town said, I knew Tony 20 years ago. He is a winner, score for Integrity. We got a bunch of other people commenting about just the exciting things about having you guys. Jackie Huggins said she can't wait to welcome you to the Integrity family as well. Just got a lot of others that can't wait to meet you. But Tony and Kathy, super proud to finally be your partner. Can't wait for this announcement to go out tomorrow. I think this is the first announcement I've ever drank bourbon in, but you have a farm. I just want to give a little context. You have a farm that grew the rye, that made this bourbon that we drink and we celebrate. Yeah. When I first met you, the day I first met you, you gave me a bottle of this bourbon. I said, I won't drink it until we become partners. I didn't realize it was going to have to age for a few years as part of that, but it was so amazing to finally be able to celebrate with you and Kathy and enjoy that bourbon together. So I just can't wait to have this announcement go out. It's going to be a lot of fun. For everybody on the call, please like, share, and comment on that on social media as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. But Tony and Kathy, congratulations. It's a joy to welcome you as our newest partners.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys. This is going to be a lot of fun. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another big day. Exciting days here at Integrity. It's just getting better with Global Premier Benefits and Tony and Kathy Holland. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope everybody has a great week. God bless you guys all, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.